Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Good morning, Carl. Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. And phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:08 in the morning here on January the 14th, and I can't wait to get into the weather, but first we're going to start off with our What's Happening on Wall Street with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the markets have bounced back a little bit from yesterday's lows. Currently, the Dow's up 37 points at 16,295, while the NASDAQ's up 22 at 4,136, and the S&P 500's up 6 at 1,825. Oil's up 47 cents at $92.27 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.85%. Gold's down $2.30 this morning at $1,248, while silver's down 7 cents at $20.32 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Cisco Systems is up a nickel at $22.24, Merck's down 66 cents at $52.86, and Verizon's down 12 cents at $46.91. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at this time at 710, 810, 905, right here. Give them a call at 243-7561 because you want to find out what's going on Wall Street. And yesterday was down a little bit, but I promise you that our Wells Fargo advisors can tell you what's happening on Wall Street and the investments at any time of the day. Again, 243-7561. All right. Bad Bob, lay it on us what this weather is.
Well, January weather reading a whole lot more like, oh, April or May. Sunny, a high near 78. Clear tonight, low around 42. Continued warm with highs pushing towards the 80s in January. Right now, 54 degrees in Reading. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793.
Okay, let's talk about this a little bit because I was watching, and by the way, for people that don't realize it, that, Dish and the company made up, so Channel 7's back on the air. Mm-hmm. So you have the playoff games and all this.
Now it's DirecTV and Weather Channel fighting it out.
Are they? Well, frankly, I don't watch the Weather Channel that much, but I did watch the playoffs. In Spanish though, but they, ole! Anyway, about the weather here, you've got this inversion layer that's here on this high, and you've got different spots here in just the Reading area that out in Palisadro, in a couple of spots, it was 33 because it was, the cold air or the air was not letting the hot air come down. So you had 33 out in Palisadro. Out in Alturas, you've got 18. In Chico, it's 30-something. And here, it's 55. This is crazy. Well, 78 degrees.
Yeah, the north wind warms things up around here and with quite dramatically. Interestingly enough, in Southern California, they have issued, it's a very rare event, a red flag warning in January indicating high fire danger. And of course, they're having those Santa Ana winds down there in, LA and parts south. So crazy fire season, and it's not looking to get a whole lot better.
Wow. Yeah, and this is just, this is going to be an astounding year. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what some of the impacts of this is right now, with this drought, including what about next year's salmon harvest. But let's take a break. We're going to talk about Benghazi. A lot of things just broke in Benghazi finally. And I want to compare Benghazi to Bridgegate. I mean, this is unbelievable, frankly, in my mind, how you can compare the death of an ambassador to somebody blocking traffic, an aide blocking traffic, to the president knowing about a terrorist attack. We'll be right back after these messages.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. There you go, Bad Bob. It is 7:14 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there today. Get your shorts on. Get your short sleeve shirts ready. You could go almost, go to WhatsApp. You know, the board operator. See if he's out there because you can float down the Sacramento. Of course, right now floating down the Sacramento might be interesting because it's going to be filled with salmon. That's right. The salmon kind released
slide
from the Coleman Hatchery. Yesterday, 290,000 released. Weeks late, as we said yesterday, because the river's so low, they've been holding back the salmon. Well, they released 290,000 yesterday, and they're supposed to be released in December. 260,000 more today in Clear Creek, Clear Creek, and 970,000 will be released by the end of next week. Usually released in December, but because the river was too low. And the reason they did that is because the fish are getting ready. They're starting to change, and to be able to, enables them to live in salt water. So they had to be let loose now or they would start to change back.
Yeah.
And they can no longer survive. Meanwhile, people are saying because this water is so low is that the predators are going to have a feast out there.
And some well-fed bears and raccoons and other critters.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen is fish and then the other, you know, then the bigger fish in the river. Somebody told me once the stripers. They said they saw stripers out there during one of the runs that it looked like a feeding frenzy, and they were eating thousands of them. When the stripers were up. Some of the scientists, some of the people like with the Golden Gate Salmon Association have said the fish would have a much higher survival rate if they were trucked downstream and let loose there. And this association represents commercial fishermen, restaurants, marinas, and fish processing, suggested releasing the fish in the Sacramento River near Chico. And the quote was, I can tell you the chances of survival of those hatchling fish are low, and the adverse impacts on wild fish are high unless they are released at least partway down the Sacramento River, said Dave Vogel, a salmon scientist with the Natural Resources Scientist, Inc. of Red Bluff. Because of the late fall, salmon are a year old and about 5 inches long. They can also feed on smaller winter and fall run salmon. They're just emerging, beginning to make their way to the ocean. Anyway, so this is another example of what the drought's doing to us, is the salmon are running late. With the salmon running late, and then maybe being decimated on their way down there, I wonder then what's the impact on it 2 years from now when they come back.
Yeah, it'll be a marked reduction. And
yeah, because they swim for 2 years out there, and then they come back. So
some legislator will say, we got to do something, and pass another silly law.
Yeah, well, let's just release more water and completely drain Lake Shasta. Well, you can see that coming anyway, that they're going to be taking. Next week, we're going to have a gentleman on, Josh Hamm out of University of California, Davis. We're going to be talking water. I think it's going to be a very interesting show. Not that any of our other shows aren't real interesting, but this one especially, because we're going to be talking about the future of water in California and what they think this a group of scientists and watershed experts. And they're, you think, oh, okay, this is really going to be tweaked one way or the other. Not really, from what I read, and I read the report, and it's interesting. I talked to the gentleman, and he is very he's very straightforward. He just says there's going to have to be decisions made because there's only so much water.
I believe it was Mark Twain, and I'm paraphrasing heavily, said California is the land where men pick up gold and draw guns over water.
Well, okay. I mean, I can imagine that. Well, you've heard other things.
Well, before we had a water project.
Whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, well, it will be. And when you look at it, that we can grow anything in the world, but it's a desert. And without the water, we don't grow it. And already farmers and ranchers are letting their fields go. They're not going to be growing things because they know there's not going to be water. Cattlemen are selling their cattle. So there's going to be a shortage, which means there's going to be the increase in food prices. At the same time, gasoline was the very highest ever on January 1st this year. It doesn't mean that it won't, I mean, the highest January 1st gas ever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it won't go down or it hasn't gone down, but on January 1st of this year, it was the highest it's ever been. So when you have that, and then you add on to that, you know, say high gas prices and then less food, so it's going to cost more anyway, add the gas on to that, add everything else onto it, the new regulations, new laws. And you know what? The Golden State is quickly getting tarnished. And you wonder how much longer it can go on like that. They've got a surplus right now, and Governor Brown is fighting off his fellow Democrats about where to spend his money. He wants to pay down the deficit. He wants to pay down the money owed. Plus, try and keep programs going, get money to education. But they can't spend. They can't just keep spending like that. They've got to do something. They've got to have some kind of rainy day fund there. Because this year, well, you don't know what's going to happen this year with Obamacare. We're going to be touching on Obamacare as soon as we get back from these messages. What happens if the young people don't sign up? Oh, really? We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:23 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee there. Great icy drinks, too, if you go down. Baristas will make anything you want there, cappuccinos, lattes. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Absolutely the best. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. We got phone calls yesterday from people saying that, hey, you know, they love me, but they love their 49ers. So I've got to stop bashing them.
Oh.
Guess what? All right. The 49ers, I'll stop bashing the 49ers. Linda told me, no, you can't bash the 49ers. You're right. It's San Francisco that I can bash, though. And everybody, mm-hmm. And the guy, you know, agreed with that. Or the gentleman agreed with that one. He said it differently than I would, though. I'd be thrown off the air if I said what he thought about San Francisco.
I'd be punching the big yellow button.
Yeah. Beep, yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Anyway, okay. 49ers, you know, good guys. I'm not too sure about the coach. I think he's a little tight. He's wound a little bit too tight. All right. Let's talk about, Bridgegate. And let's talk about...
What is the thing with gate on everything? Has
well,
that
Watergate. Watergate.
Yes,
Watergate.
I know. It was a rhetorical question on that part. But, it's getting boring.
Well...
It's a cheap journalistic trick.
Well, that's... Talk about being redundant. Cheap journalist. Come on. You can't... You know, Anyway, well, because anytime you do that, you immediately think of this huge scandal.
Yeah.
But look at this. Look at all the print they've done on the bridge incident in Christie, Bridgegate. And, you know, the fact is he came out the next day, he apologized, you know, they've got people now, they're investigating funds that went after Sandy hit, the hurricane hit. They're looking at that. You know, I mean, they're going after him big time. Why? Because he, compared to Hillary, people like him better. And they're starting the attacks right now. In fact, on a poll of people least liked or most liked in America, Hillary was last after Rush Limbaugh. Can you believe that? And I don't usually talk about Limbaugh, but when you think about it, people like him more than they do Hillary. So no wonder they're attacking Chris Christie, because they don't want Chris Christie to be a threat to their loved one, to the one they're going to protect, like they've been protecting Obama. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Benghazi. How about the new, facts that have just come out? What do you think about these, my friends? 605-4567. Give us a call. The president and his advisors knew the evening of the attack in the first briefings that it was a terrorist attack. Nobody said anything about a demonstration that got out of hand. No, it was a terrorist attack. They knew it. The military knew it. And the briefings went in there to Obama when they woke him up finally and said there's a terrorist attack going on then. Now, then the carnival of errors began. There's not enough room in the truck for all the clowns that were involved in this one. The Marines from the FAST company, which is a fast reaction company out of Rota, Spain, were on the plane, and the State Department made them get off the plane and change their uniforms. Made them take their shirts off, take those utility, because they didn't want to have military there. So obvious, the military. So another hour wasted while they got them off the planes, had them change, get back on the planes. And then you find out that we really didn't have a lot of things, even in the area, that there were no Marines in Tripoli like there probably should have been, or reaction forces, or military support there, and it just gets worse. How about this? General Hamm, who was forced to retire after this because of they wouldn't let him react, and he has said several times that's not true. Maybe he retired because of what happened in the forces weren't in readiness around there when the ambassador was butchered. But they said, why didn't you fly some jets over there as we have in the past many times? And what it does is you fly them low, you hit the afterburners, you're not having to drop bombs, you're not having to strafe, you're not doing anything, you're just doing it. It's a real effective show of force. We've used it hundreds of times. Why didn't you use it? He said in his military decision was not to do that, that he believed that it was not going to work in this case. Well, why wouldn't it work in this case unless he truly believed that this was a hardcore attack from guys that are dug in using rockets, mortars, machine guns, heavy machine guns, and tactics? Then if you're talking about a group like that, it wouldn't work. If it was a riot, it would work. So if he didn't do that, he knew it was an attack. They knew it was a complex attack on that embassy spot. It wasn't an embassy, it was whatever their legation at. It wasn't hardened, they didn't have people there, half of them weren't armed. And our ambassador gets butchered over this. But then to have people say for weeks afterwards that it was the result of that video is criminal. It's criminal. If they spent half the time in the papers attacking or at least trying to get the information out on Benghazi as they have on this stupid bridge with Chris Christie, Obama would have had to answer these questions. Why wasn't the reaction teams there? Why didn't they do something about that? Why didn't they reinforce with, when you've got your legation under attack, you've got an ambassador there, and this thing went on for 6 hours, why didn't you unleash the F-16s? Why didn't you do some precision bombing? You had people on the ground that could have lasered it. They didn't do it. So this whole thing is a mess. And the more and more that's released, the more and more you find out that this was something that no wonder Hillary Clinton says, what difference does it make now? She wants this to disappear because it's going to show just how pathetic her actions were in the actions of this administration. It was criminally negligent, in my opinion. Somebody, somewhere, needs to be held responsible for this. And if it's a general officer for not having his forces there, that's one thing. If it's a Secretary of State because she had not put the forces in place or the techniques and procedures in place to keep that ambassador safe and just the other people there safe, it should be her. But they're not going to do it because they want her to be president. And God forbid that the truth ever come out. That's why they're fighting and clawing their way to try and cover this up. but I think sometime in the next year. Why haven't any of the people on the ground ever been talked to? Oh, gee. Could it be because they're calling back as fast as they can, young, we're under attack, it's a terrorist attack, and they were just left out there hanging the low-hanging fruit? We'll be right back.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free. It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal.
Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lindabot. It is 7:33 in the morning on January the 14th, 2014. 55 degrees out there. Can you believe that? 55 degrees. It's going up to 77 today. I'm on my way out to do some upland bird hunting out at Ensemble's. They're offering upland bird hunting out there, chuckers and quail. You got dogs and guns and everything that you need. You might give them a call, 474-5546, if you're interested. But hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can guarantee his work. Many times other people can't do that. He can take it from a small chip. If you've got a little bitty chip in your windshield, he can fix that immediately before it comes a crack. But if it is a crack, he can fix cracks over 2 feet in length. Over 2 feet in length, he can fix it. Head on down to 3208 Market Street here in Reading or give him a call at 241-8373. 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Well, let's go to the phones.
Good morning.
Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary. What's up?
Well, your comments you just made before you went to the break brought something to mind that our Secretary of State made here some time ago about, at this point, what difference does it make?
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. It makes a huge difference, I think.
Well, it ought to be trumpeted from every position we could take leading up to the next the presidential campaign. I mean, how can we have a president, even a candidate for president, that would make such a statement about our military people and about our ambassador?
Well, you know, the whole thing is that they handled it so poorly, and it was right before the election. And it was, you know, when Romney, who says, hey, this was a terrorist act that you refused to admit, and everybody, oh, no, it wasn't a terrorist. Nobody knew. Yes, they did know. They knew that night, and they lied. President Obama lied. He lied to us. He lied to the people. He lied to the media. He lied to everybody when he said they didn't know it was a terrorist attack. Of course they knew. Their own people were telling them it was a terrorist attack. Their own military was telling them it was a terrorist attack. And then what's her face? The woman who is the moderator jumps in on Obama's side to save him. You know, frankly, if I was Romney at that point, I'd say, you know what? I don't mind briefing or debating Obama. That's what I'm here for. But I am not going to debate you, and I want a change of moderators right now, or this debate's over. You know what? Take charge. Anyway, going back to Hillary, what difference does it make? How can she say that?
To me, I cannot figure anywhere in my mind that I would come up with such a statement in a situation as that. I mean, it's just not possible outside the fact that she, as well as Susan Rice, were just politicizing what happened rather than actually treating it the way it should have been treated.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? The whole thing was a cover-up from the beginning, and I hope it comes back and blows up into Hillary's face, because she knew.
I do, too.
And I hope it blows up in Obama's face. You know, we lost four people that night, and the fact of trying to hide it. What about their families? Think how their families feel. You know, that they could have been saved, that things like this, you know, that at least we could have taken action. Anyway. Okay, we got other people waiting here.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Gary. All right. Let's go to Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. A couple things. One quick thing first. I don't know if you covered it or not. When that deal in Benghazi was going on, apparently there was a carrier, a battle group, I believe, in the Mediterranean. I don't recall the name of the commanding officer of the deal, but he had had some contact, I believe, with that embassy, and he was told basically to stand down, and later on, for reasons undisclosed at the time, he was relieved of command. I don't know if you heard anything about that.
He was relieved of command because they lost confidence in his ability to lead, but that was it. That was all they said about it. And, you know, commanders have been relieved for that because their commander has lost confidence in their ability to lead, and it could be over almost anything. But in this case, there was nothing ever followed up on that. And it makes you wonder, why did that happen? Ham said he did not retire because of pressure. He was not relieved. He wasn't forced out. However, because of decisions made that evening, I can't help but think it had something to do with him leaving the service. But you're absolutely right, Pete. What happened about that? This is a comedy of errors, and here we are, gosh, what, 2 years later almost, trying to find out what happens, and it's slowly being released. They did everything they could to save Obama, because with the elections coming up, anything they could, slow walking it, ignoring it, acting like it didn't happen. Oh gosh, it was caused by a video that who saw it except people in the United States.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Carl, actually what we're really talking about is something that happened, and I appreciate that. But the main reason I called in today was to talk about, to be maybe a little bit more proactive. And what I wanted to talk about was problems in our State Department. And so here's an example. If you recall back to the time when Jimmy Carter was in office.
Right.
We had an ambassador in Iran at the time. His name was Sullivan, and he was a professional diplomat. He had told Carter ahead of time that attack was coming, and he wanted to get the women and children out of there. And Carter turned him down because he thought it would look bad. And, of course, they took over the embassy, and we all remember the result of that. So Carter didn't listen to a man who was competent and on the scene. Then later, during the first Bush era, it's commonly acknowledged that our ambassador to Iraq, whose name was April Glatzky, inadvertently gave the go-ahead to Saddam Hussein when he told her in an interview, and of course she didn't speak Arabic, that he was interested in taking over, I believe, Iraq. I think they referred to it as Province 19. And she said she didn't think see a problem with that. He interpreted that as a go-ahead, which of course led to the Iraq War, which we're still involved in, whatever it is, 15 years later or something like that. So we had an unprofessional diplomat in that situation. So we've had ongoing problems in our State Department for years. Now, what I'm building to here is, think about a recent appointment we had to Japan. Obama appointed the Kennedy daughter there. Go ahead and Google her and look at her experience. Basically, she was on art boards. She has a lot of money, but she had no experience in anything. Before she was appointed, she was considering running for the Senate in New York, and she pulled out because she knew the resistance was so hard. So Obama appoints her ambassador to Japan with really no experience. I highly doubt that she speaks Japanese. And you think, well, what's the point? Well, consider what's going on right now with the Chinese. They're moving into the South China Sea. They're getting really chesty. It's all about resources. These guys are like the Germans asking for living space before the Second World War. The Chinese are out of arable land, and they're going to be pushing for more and more resources. So,
no, I agree. They're claiming
we send a signal by sending essentially a rich person with no experience to Japan. Suppose Obama had asked General Shinseki, the highest ranking Japanese American ever in the U.S. military, a 4-star general, to be our ambassador to Japan. Think how that would be interpreted by the Japanese. They see the a positive thing in a military sense. And think how the Chinese would interpret it. They see it more as strength. From this world, it's not what you say, it's what they hear. And we've got to look at it in terms of how would the Chinese interpret General Shinseki, ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Japan, versus Carolyn Kennedy?
I think that's
a
great idea.
We've got big problems there.
Yeah.
And it's going to only get worse, and we're showing weakness right now. Does this make sense, what I'm saying, Carl?
I think it makes, you know, perfect sense, because the Chinese are reaching out. They think that the South China Sea belongs to them. They're putting their forward defense zones out over Japanese islands. They're launching aircraft carriers. They're going to start keeping that up one a year, while at the same time we're cutting back on the size of our fleet. It's for power projection is what they're doing. And I think what you just said was a great idea. We should sign, you know, and you're right. It isn't so much what is said as what is perceived. And when you send strength to Japan like that, then you're telling the Chinese that, hey, look, we're willing to stand up for this. When you send and this type of ambassador is a politically appointed ambassador, not one that's got, you know, they send politically appointed ambassadors like to England. You know, they send the trained ones to places supposedly, you know, like Iraq and, you know, the Sudan and these places, because who would want to go there? Anyway, but you're right, Pete, and it was it's a great phone call. You're right.
Well, you know, also, you know, it's generally acknowledged that Carolyn Kennedy was extremely involved with the Obama administration. She was the one that was pushing hard for Biden. Well, look how he's turned out.
Yeah, I think it was the Gates.
According to,
I think,
to Robert Gates.
Yeah.
I mean, these are important deals. This is a big problem that's coming. And instead of addressing it, we're fooling around with a lot of little things. The people in this administration just don't get it, Carl. We can't afford these wars in the Middle East. We sure can't afford some kind of war with the Chinese. And that, Carl, that's where the problem's coming. You know, the Iranians aren't affecting our economy like the Chinese are. We need to start getting serious now to head off war. Yeah. Not be prepared for. You need to head off war. That's true leadership, Carl. Look, you know, as a military man, the real strength means you don't go to war. If you end up going in war, it means you failed as a politician. If you're a politician and you don't go to war, you win. You fail when you go to war, and when you go to war, then you turn over to the generals. You don't try to micromanage it yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what you need to be doing. So anyway, well, thanks for my call. I hope that's something for consideration. My point is, it's one thing to talk about the past. We need to be looking at what these people are doing, setting us up for failure for the future, Carl. I'll get off the air. Thanks for letting me call.
Okay, Pete. Now, that was a great phone call. We went over our break just for that, because Pete was saying some really good things here. One of the other things too, and think about this as we go into our break, is the Chinese are in here, understand, buying up coal fields, coal companies. Why? Because they're opening up a coal-fired plant about once a month throughout the country so they can have more energy, so they can build more stuff. We'll be right back.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment today. It is 7:48 in the morning, 605-4567. I'm sure you've got something to say. We've had people on all morning. So, give us a call. We're chatting through, KCNR1460.com. It's 55 degrees going up to 78 today. Oh, weather's always brought to you by our good friends.
You want me to handle this one?
Yeah,
handle Shasta this. Gas Propane. Our Shasta customers are propane. Warm I knew friends. That. Senior and veterans Jesus. Discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, I knew that. I'm looking at something else. You know, I hate it when you pick on me like this.
Don't try this at
on
home.
On January 20th, yeah, this is, don't try this at home, children. On January 25th, at the Pilgrim Congregational Church on Foothill Boulevard in Reading, will be a forum on guns and their place. You know what? I've been saying this one more. I'm giving these people a buttload of free publicity here because I think it's going to be kind of fun. Bruce Ross, the editorial page editor of the Record Searchlight, will moderate. And of course, Bruce is very moderate when it comes to guns. Panelists will include Patrick Jones, a member of the Reading City Council, and of course, a gun owner and a gun carrier at all times. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko, Donnell Ewert of the County's Health and Human Services Agency, and Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Public is invited to the forum, which is being sponsored by the Citizens for Democracy and the Shasta-Tehama Trinity County Chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. And you'll be able to ask questions. Call Chris at 242-0309 for more info. Charles, good morning.
Charles, call back.
We somehow, Charles, what happened to you?
Well, anyway. We locked him in. Okay. He was there.
Where was I? What can I? People are excited. Okay, we talked about Benghazi. We talked about the State Department. How about this? Obamacare. Let's go into Obamacare. Only 20, you know, they've got 2.5 million people signed up or something that's well under what they're supposed to be. But only 24% of the people signed up for Obamacare are in that magic age group they really need, 18 to 34. If they don't get the 18 to 34 people to sign up, and because the people they're signing up now who lost their health care plans are in the older people, that means they don't have enough money to pay for it. Now, they don't have enough money to pay for it. That means that they're going to have to raise the rates insurance companies are, because nothing in here says the insurance companies are taking a risk. Nothing in this healthcare plan says the healthcare companies are taking a risk. They will be paid no matter what. Did you hear that? No matter what. So if enough of the 18 and 20, 34-year-olds don't sign up, your taxes are going to be double paying this, Bob.
Interesting story I heard the other day that in covered California, a large number of people, yes, in fact, did sign up. A significant portion have not sent in their first payment. Now, what do you do to collect that if the people say, hey, I had a bad month. I can't pay my premium, but I still need to be covered.
Well, the government pays for it. Your tax dollars.
We pay for it.
Not only, that's what I mean. Your tax, I'm just getting ready to, I'm just saying the government, which means your tax dollars pay for it. So you get to pay for it two or three times. Okay, now here's the other thing is that, dare I say, the new budget, $1.1 trillion in it. Good things is they gave some relief to the Pentagon. So they won't have to shut down every program they have and make everybody go home for the weekend. But it's going to run the government through, through this coming October. So that's good. So no more of these budget battles. Bad. The new health care law is funded, which means when there's not enough money from people paying into it, they're going to pay. And there's a whole lot more to this budget. I didn't get a chance to go through it because it's 1,582 pages. But trust me, we will be studying this and talking about it this week, the budget and how bad it is. It needed to be done, but the amount of money they put in. Both sides gave, but that's an awful lot of money. Yeah, we've got to take a break. All right, we'll be right back. Right after these messages, Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Charles, call back. If you've got something you want to say, it could be anything right now, any subject, give me a call, 605-4567.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
So, Chris, second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. 7:55 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends, and I mean friends, Martin Went and Alliance Heating and Air. They came in and gave us a tankless water heater, one of those things that, you know, it's a flash heat, you know, once it starts, and then you can have hot water all day long. I cannot say enough about what a great job they did. Larry, Tony, and then Martin, the owner, comes by that evening to just find out and make sure it was okay. And it is. It's great for the first time. Since we've lived in the house, Linda can actually take a bath and I don't have to heat up pots of water on the stove and run in there. Because our old one, it wasn't working.
I can so see you doing
that. Oh, I did.
With a big smile.
Big smile on my face. Give them a call at 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. I promise you, you will not be sorry. Heating, and it's, you know what? You might need that air conditioning check this week. All right. Let's talk a little bit. You know, people are talking about the law and the healthcare law, but here's something I want to hit on. People are in a show, a movie theater in Florida. 71-year-old, retired police captain sitting there. People in front of them are texting during the movie. Movie? Lone Survivor. Movie hadn't quite started yet from what I understand, what I read. They're texting and carrying on. And these weren't young people. These are like, I think they were like in their 30s, early 40s. And they are texting. He asked them to stop. They refused. He goes out. I think he tells the manager. He comes back. He sits down. And, you know, then the altercation starts. Popcorn is thrown. And he pulls a gun out and shoots them. He shoots the guy and he shoots the woman inadvertently because she put her hand over the guy's chest like she's trying to protect him. And so he shot through her hand into the guy's chest. An off-duty policeman disarms him and two nurses that were in the theater start giving CPR and first aid as much as they could. They get him to the hospital. He's dead on arrival. Texting. Now, I admit that people, you know, people talking on the phone in a theater. I haven't seen that. And I see all these, you know, these, things that say, don't text, don't do this, we'll take your phone, we'll throw you out and all that kind of stuff. You know, frankly, I haven't seen it. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just haven't seen it. But shooting somebody because of texting, all you had to do. And there's only 40 people in the theater. It wasn't like the theater was like packed and there was no other place to sit. It was like, why don't you just move? I don't understand this concept. And people say, oh, he was armed. Oh, look at him. He had a gun. He's a retired police officer. He could have carried the pistol, the gun. He could have carried that. He's retired. It wouldn't have made any difference. But the fact is did he feel like his life was threatened at that point? That the guy was a big guy and threatened just to beat him up right then? Threw popcorn in his face, says, I'm going to beat your ass. And so the guy pulls his pistol out and shoots him. Is that what? We don't know. We don't know. But, my gosh, texting. All right, we're, you know, we come back. We're going to – Rick Pacetti's going to be here after the hour. And we'll
– His Honor?
his honor.
You can call mayors.
The mayor. The mayor will be here. We'll talk about what he sees coming up this year with it. Last minute comments on Obamacare. Angel has said in there that it makes no difference. I think she wrote that if you decide not to pay your premium, having done so at least once, you have 3 months. You have 3 months. The insurance company picks up the first month. The taxpayers pick up the cost of the medical for 2 months. When asked why wouldn't people game the system, they said they were not expected that to happen. Really? Really?
Right.
All right. We'll be right back after the news and with, Mayor Rick Bassetti. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station, my friends.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The number of customers given the green light to use their tap water continues to inch upward after that chemical spill in West Virginia shut off the water to about 300,000 people. Captain Eddie Moore with the Charleston Fire Department says he's glad the tap water is flowing once again, technically safe enough to drink at his location, but he's not going to take advantage just yet.
I'm
going
to let it flush for a few more days before I actually drink it, but as far as bathing and everything else, yeah, we're going to wear it out.
The water company encourages customers to check a map on its website to find out the status of the water in their area. Shaping up to be an historic day in Egypt as people turn out to vote on a new constitution. Naila Hamdi is a professor at the American University in Cairo.
I don't think anybody can absolutely agree with every single article. It's a very long constitution, but in the general, I'm reasonably happy with what I see.
The document represents a key milestone in a military-backed roadmap that was put in place after the ouster of the Islamist president earlier last year. U.S. companies continued to build their stockpiles in November as their sales improved. A look at the numbers from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says business stockpiles went up 0.4% in November. That follows a strong 0.8% increase in October. Rising stockpiles should help keep growth solid in the October to December quarter. Several economists project growth at a 3% annual rate in that period, following a 4.1% rate increase in the third quarter.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The holiday sales season turned out to be lackluster. Retail expert Britt Beamer says stores simply need to offer consumers better deals.
Unless retailers are going to offer bigger discounts, you're just going to see more and more lethargic attitude by consumers spending money in those retail stores.
Retail sales rose 4.2% in 2013, the weakest growth rate in 4 years. This is SRN News.
You are not ready for motherhood. Focus on a Family calls Gimme Shelter a deeply moving and meaningful film that celebrates the dignity of life.
Don't make your child suffer because you're suffering.
Authentically powerful.
I opened the shelter for teenage pregnant girls.
Gimme Shelter is an inspiring true story that captures your heart.
It's crazy. You can live with strangers and feel like your family.
Gimme Shelter, rated PG-13. Maybe inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 24th.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
House and Senate negotiators have pulled the wraps off a massive omnibus spending bill they hope to rush through the House by the end of the week.
The $1.1 trillion proposal, which rolls 12 separate budgets into a single bill, follows weeks of closed-door top-secret talks. While neither side can claim major victories, both sides have something to cheer about. Democrats got funding to implement parts of the health care law, and conservatives are celebrating $79 billion in spending cuts from 2010 levels. The House is expected to vote on the measure by Wednesday. The Senate hopes to act by Saturday.
As Wally Hines reporting, the 71-year-old retired police officer who's accused of fatally shooting a man in Florida's movie theater there is scheduled for his first appearance in court this afternoon. Curtis Reeves charged with second-degree murder in yesterday's death of Chad Olson. Sheriff's officials near Tampa say that before firing his gun, Reeves asked Olson to stop using his telephone to send text messages. This is SRN News. Nevada is unique. None of the above voting option for statewide races will remain an election spoiler for the foreseeable future.
The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to consider an appeal by National Republicans. The none option has been on the ballot in Nevada since 1976 and applies only to statewide races. Republicans fear that none could siphon votes from a disgruntled electorate and sway the outcome of a close presidential race or Nevada U.S. Senate contest.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. While the none option can never win an election, it has played a role in determining elections in the past, and some say it is a spoiler. Indicted internet entrepreneur Kim.com says he's launching a political party next week and has adopted Home of New Zealand to contest the country's general election. In an interview with the Associated Press, .com said he will not be a candidate in the race. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:06 in the morning. And, gosh, what can I say? January the 14th. And, you know, let's start off with our good friends down at Wells Fargo. Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. What's the latest on Wall Street, Josh?
Well, currently we still have positive markets. The Dow's up 50 points at 16,307. The Nasdaq's up 45 at 4,158, and the S&P 500's up 11 at 1,830. Oil's up 65 cents a barrel at $92.45. Well, the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.84%. Gold's up 50 cents this morning at $20.42 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks: Nike's down 29 cents at 7. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 705, 805, and 905 right here on KCNR. They are keeping track of what's happening in Wall Street. If you want to know what's happening, give them a call at 243-7561. Not only do they know what's happening on Wall Street, they also can help you with investments and tell you the best way to invest your money, to help you with that, to assist you with that. And they're local people. You can look at them. You don't have to call over the phone. You can talk to them in their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, please tell us that what you're getting ready to tell us isn't true.
I wish I could say that. Sunny today, a high pushing the 80-degree mark in Reading with winds around 8 miles an hour. Clear tonight, a low around 42, and sunny for your Wednesday. Again, a high somewhere around 78 to 80 degrees. Currently in Reading, with the sun just coming up, 56 degrees. Oh, my. And this weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Okay, I want to remind everybody about the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center fundraising banquet and auction. That's going to be February the 1st. And it's going to be at the Wind River Casino. Doors open at 4:30. Dinner at 6:30. It's going to be a dinner, auction, and raffle. And they're going to have all types, should I say it, guns there that people can win and buy, and all types of other great gifts there to help get the Veterans Museum open them back up again and take those wonderful, wonderful exhibits they have. Let's get them back out there again. Let's get started and building on the Northern California Veterans Museum. You can sponsor a table for just $400, and that has eight people there, and that includes eight dinners and one $300 raffle ticket package. A couple's ticket is $50, includes two dinners. Single ticket is $30, and that includes a dinner. You can get your tickets at the North Valley Bank, Home Loan Centers, or Jones Fort. Give them a call, 222-3223. Our guest is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti. And how are you doing today, Mayor?
Good, good. I wish the weather wasn't doing as good as it is.
Could you believe this? They, you know, the salmon, they had to release the salmon now, even if they were supposed to release them in December, because they were starting to go through that change that enabled them to live in the salt water,
right,
in the sea. And if they didn't do it now, then they would start changing back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, isn't nature, I didn't realize, that nature, I mean, it was just.
What would they have done in the old days, though, Carl, if we had had the same type of rainfall like this and the dam wasn't there and the rivers were running low? They would have taken care of themselves, wouldn't they?
Well, they would have had probably a huge die out there. But you're right. And then so that in 2 years from now, in fact, it might still happen 2 years from now. The salmon run's not going to be great.
Yeah.
And then like it was a few years ago, the salmon run was terrible. And then it came back stronger than ever. So, I mean, how much can we fool around with Mother Nature?
I don't know. When we always try to manipulate nature, we never seem to have consistent results. You remember a few years ago when they had, I don't know, there was like 2 or 3 extra million smolts they had, and they took them down. Instead of letting them run down a river, they drove them down in trucks, and they dropped them off there by Angel Island.
Uh-huh.
4 years later, we had this huge return come back because who knows why they came back.
Yeah.
But instead of them having to face all the dangers of going down the river, they just dropped them off in the bay. And so anyhow, we have a couple places up on the Scott River, and this was the best salmon run that we've had up there in this 8 years that we've had those cabins. And we had actually 3 complete sets of hens spawning. And now, I was just up there recently. We got broken into. But anyhow, I got up there recently, and there's coho salmon that are in the swimming hole now. So,
wow.
It's been a really good run up there as far as that goes.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay, we're going to take
a don't want to talk about salmon.
Well, eventually. that's good information for me. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Mayor Rick Bassetti's here, and Reading Mayor, and then we've got Charles on the line, and I'm sure Charles has a question. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222 222-
1, 2, 3, 4.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
I remember when I lost my mind.
You remember my theme song?
You know what? The only time I thought I was really going to lose my mind is when I actually thought about running for office. And then I realized I had to get back.
Carl in the butt.
KCNR 1460. Every possible type of gun you can imagine, pistols, rifles, shotguns, you name it, they have it. John Bastiani and his people are just great professionals and take care of their customers. Bastiani Arms. You know what? I wish my eyes were better so I could see this. 2539 Larkspur here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222.
Needing that bigger print there, Carl.
I need a bigger print. How do you do that on this computer? Hey, my guest today is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti. And welcome back, Rick.
Thank you, Carl.
And we have Charles on the line who already has a question before we've said anything. Charles, good morning. Charles, good morning. Okay, let me try. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, Charles, you're on.
Yeah, no thanks to my faulty phone jack.
Well, you know what? Is that that magic jack, or is this just you just pulled it out by accident?
No, what happened was the volume suddenly dropped, and then it just nothing.
Okay. Anyway, what's your question?
I tried to get through in the previous hour. We need to be... real careful who we put up against Mrs. Clinton next year, because, you know, if we go along with what the party establishment wants us to do, we could wind up putting up somebody whose policies may not differ a whole lot from hers.
That's true.
Not only that, here's a governor who signed into law a statute that made it illegal for counselors to do any kind of gender identity clarification counseling. Remember the law that was passed here in California?
Yeah, I understand.
That made that illegal?
Right.
Christie put his name to a similar one in
New Charles.
Jersey. And,
Charles, do you have something for Mayor Bassetti?
Yeah, you were talking about water earlier.
Yeah, about the rivers being low.
There's this Bay Delta Conservation Plan coming up, and when the guy from DWR was over at the city council meeting not too many weeks ago, it sounded like the mayor was kind of wanting to I hope it was tongue in cheek, but you know, make some sort of deal with the DWR guy, saying, regarding the, okay, we'll not oppose the peripheral canal if only you'll reroute it so that, you know, my family members don't have to lose any property. I mean, the peripheral tunnel, the twin tunnels are going to be a disaster for us. I mean, we're already down to our last drop.
I agree with that, and we're already at our next break too, Charles. But thank you.
Rick, I suppose, can answer the question on the other side.
Yeah, he can. Well, I'll let him answer it now. Okay, thanks a lot, Charles.
Bye.
Okay.
When they had the presentation, the only reference I made to the entire thing was that the first area where they're going to have the pipes to take out, they've already started the eminent domain on a number of the people down there.
Yeah.
And one of the landowners is my grandmother.
Oh.
And so that's all they stated. I wasn't saying whether I supported or didn't support it or anything like that.
What do you think of these canals?
You know, there's a huge animal that's rolling down there right now, and how do you stop something like this? You know, I go back to the first question. What did we do before we were here? You know, I mean, the place seemed to take care of itself. I've taken a couple.
Before we were here, though, that's the problem.
I know, and I've been on several of tours down there in the Delta area, and it's quite extensive down there. What we've done as far as cutting it up and all that sort of thing. So, you know, what we need to do is make sure that we have home control over our waters here and that they don't take those from us anyway. We are fortunate. I'm sorry, I don't want this to sound wrong, but in Shasta County, you know, it starts here. And we need to make sure that we hang on to as much
as we can here. Yeah, you know, the private owners. We've got to fix that. Okay, let's take a quick break and we come back. I want to talk about a number of things here about the unfunded liabilities that you see mm-hmm. coming. I want to talk about the CARB thing, which it seems to me is very, very important. And I also want to talk about civility in politics because that really has sure. taken on a life of its own too.
All right.
But to me, civility in politics sometimes don't go together. Anyway.
Oxymoron.
You got it. Cheap journalists. But that's redundant. Okay. Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. I tell you what can I say except it's got the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in an entire North State. raw foods, organic foods, foods in bulk. Nutrition experts down at North State, or at Orchard Nutrition. I can't say enough about it. Even an in-store deli where you can get great food, great healthy food, in classes in the evenings, about diet and how to eat and how to stay healthy. And of course, they're the home of amazing foods for life, the gluten-free mixes that started here and sweeping through California. It's going to go national. All started right here. Head on down to 221 Locust Street right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, or give them a call at 244-9141. You know that place.
Yes, absolutely. And I was going to mention the gluten-free. And yeah. Our house is gluten-free now. And
is it? Yeah. How do you like that?
You know.
It's difficult.
I'm an Italian, and I love my bread, you know. And
your
the
pasta? Cake
mix. Yeah, and the pasta. We actually had gluten-free pasta last night.
How's that?
It's okay. You have to cook it a little bit longer than you do normal pasta.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you what, my wife makes the best sauce in the world, and you put that sauce on anything, and it'll taste good.
Okay. Anything?
Anything. I'll give you some.
Asparagus?
Well, no.
Asparagus?
Oh, I love asparagus anyway.
Yeah,
but
we picked up the sauce and asparagus.
Yeah.
And Brussels sprouts? I'm sure it will. If you cover Brussels sprouts with good sauce.
We had broccoli with it last night.
Okay. All right. You know what? Before we get to the questions, John Dixon's on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. And good morning in absentia to Linda and Bad Bob. Hello. Been a while since I've been
on. Yeah, a long time no hear.
Yeah, and good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. The year's starting off kind of okay. We had a couple cabins broken into, so I had to go clean up a mess. Yeah, that's all right.
Well,
you don't keep much invaluable in there. You just got to clean up the broken windows and the broken doors and then put them back together.
Hopefully you were insured.
Not even worth making a claim.
Not worth it, yeah,
no.
Sadly.
Anyway, what's up?
Listen, I'd like to know if you're in favor of putting the 14 acres at Turtle Bay open to competitive bid for purchase. Or, you know, I'm a little offended by the fact that the McConnell Foundation bid came in, I mean, valuation came in at $75,000, and there's a mid-level at $175,000, and the city has an appraisal at $455,000, and I think it's worth about three times more than the high end of this thing, and I'm afraid they're going to use the middle figure as that let's go for the middle price thing. I'm very concerned about the rights of the Citadel party line conceptualization, and I'm not meaning that as a prior insult. I'm saying I appreciate what you're doing right now. I like the way you're standing up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, John.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too, sir.
Comment from the chat room. Caller is absolutely right to be worried. Only with an open competitive bid can the taxpayers / citizens of Reading be assured of a clean, fair deal.
Yeah, and again, we go back to the 99-year lease, which has a lot of restrictions and on it. And if you're Carl, you've got X dollars and you want to go and do a development, you're not going to go into something that has a lease restrictions like this has. Now, whereas the McConnell Foundation is coming in, quite honestly, I don't know if everyone understands that what they're trying to do is to facilitate this because it's going to be turned over to Turtle Bay. Okay, and this is, since the city has stopped subsidizing Turtle Bay, the McConnell Foundation has picked up
A lot of this.
And they don't want to continue on subsidizing
it. And I understand this, and they're absolutely right. They want to make the thing so it subsidizes itself or pays for itself. The hotel, which comes under a different arm, but all that funding, all the profits
will go back to Turtle Bay.
All of it. Not to McConnell.
No.
All
to
Turtle Bay.
No.
Okay.
It's all
so
go
from the way
Bay.
I understand this, we got to take a break in a couple minutes, but they wanted this land to be able to put up a planetarium and an IMAX. That was the first thoughts, but I'm not sure if that's it or not.
None of those have ever come up in discussion at all. I have personally asked, what are the future plans? No one has answered anything as far as that. The reality of wanting to go for the 14 acres versus just the 5 right now for the hotel itself is because there is going to be a challenge from the state unions.
Sure, on prevailing wage.
And so they said, instead of us coming back 10, 15 years from now and doing this again, we'd just like to do it all at one shot. Whether we lose or win, it'll be decided.
And I understand this perfectly. And it's smart on their part to do that. Because that tells them what's going to happen in the future.
Right.
So they're coming in. They want the whole 14 acres.
Right. It's not the floodplain.
I understand. Well, I know they want. Yeah. They would have if they could have. But, I mean, when they first came in, they were wanting more than 14 though. Right?
No, not for development at all, and it wasn't even a real number out there for the 60 acres that's sitting down there.
Yeah. Because that's 60 acres, the rest of it's for sale, right?
No. No, that's still stays into the,
Who owns the Civic Center and the rodeo grounds?
The city owns the Civic Center and the rodeo
grounds. Right, but so the city could sell the rodeo grounds with the right price, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying is it is for sale down there.
But that wasn't the 60 acres.
No, I understand. Okay. I understand that part. But
oh, yeah. You know, quite honestly, and I've been a proponent for trying to help the rodeo grounds relocate.
Okay. Okay, we need to take a break here. But one of the things when we come back is let's clear this thing up with the on the sale.
Okay.
The 99-year lease that people that were coming would come in to develop with a 99-year lease on it. And when you come back, Rick, tell us what the caveats would be which would keep people from actually building something. We'll be right back. Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to
400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Happy New Year from Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms says thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. With a new year here, Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to the knowledgeable firearms specialists, the good guys at Bastiani Arms. They're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 6 days a week. If you got a new firearm for Christmas, now's the time to accessorize it. Maybe take a firearm safety class or hunter's education class. Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience and offers CCW classes and women-only CCW classes. Bastiani Arms has firearms and everything you need for firearms and top-notch customer service. And they appreciate you shopping local. Happy New Year from your friends at Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It is 8:35 in the morning, 54. That's wrong. It's 56 degrees out there, going up to 80 today, or close to 80. I can't believe it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Take a step back in time. It's man's last stronghold. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. I can't say enough about the gentleman down there. That's why I always get my haircut, as does Bob and many, 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 many other people that we know. Our guest is, Mayor Rick Bassetti of Reading, and we're talking about the sale of the land down to McConnell Foundation for Turtle Bay.
Correct.
Now we talked about because it's under lease, and there's a that means it's encumbered with the lease. However, as one of our chat room people say, a 99-year leaseholds are common in Hawaii. Most of the hotels in Waikiki are leaseholds, as are most of the homes in Hawaii. I lived in a leasehold. Home also. I think there would be many bidders for this property if put on the open market. Okay. But there's more to it than just that.
Every lease is written differently. And I'm sure that when it was the state or whoever it was, whatever government agency was writing those leaseholds in Hawaii, they were writing them with commercial development in mind. This lease here that we have with the Turtle Bay organization was done back to consolidate all of our museums and provide them with a place to live. And so there's terms and restrictions in it, and I don't have the lease right in front of me, but it's more geared towards that type of development down there and not commercial development. You're not going to build a 200, apartment complex down there. That's just not going to happen. And also keep in mind that we still have all the zoning requirements and the building requirements that have to meet the city standards anyway. So it's not going to be like it's a free ticket to go down there and develop any way that you want. And that's what I know a lot of people have been concerned that you're going to have a 7-Eleven sitting on a corner down there and that sort of
thing. No, I don't think they were so much that as the, after getting all the caveats off it and it's now free land to turn around and sell it for $3 million.
No.
But to sell it to somebody means is that they'd have to have a purpose of it that would meet the restrictions. Who changes the zoning down there?
Well, that'd be the Planning Commission. Planning Commission, the first application would come to the Planning Commission.
And then to the City Council.
And then if they decided, yes, this was worthy, then they would make it, and the City Council would have the final say on that. And so there's a lot of protections in there. Now keep in mind, Carl, though, you're talking about an organization down there where there's probably close to $40, $50 million worth of improvements down there already that are all geared towards, museum, right. Educational, institutional,
See people putting a 7-Eleven down there, but there could be other things down there.
You could, and again, this hotel and restaurant are geared to where the margins of profit on this are going to be going to, you're obviously going to pay your debt down on that, but then the profit itself would be coming back over to Turtle Bay to help facilitate it.
And that's not even going to be enough.
And I agree. That's not going to be enough. But what it could do is, you know, you were talking offline here about some of the other properties down there that might or might not be sold. Now, those aren't encumbered by those leases.
And to be clear about this, we're talking about the Civic Center, but that's under a 10-year lease right now.
It is.
But the rodeo grounds, didn't they just sign a 10-year?
They have
a 10-year lease.
I think it's longer than that. Oh well, yeah. I think their lease was a 20-year, if I remember right.
So
I'm not sure where we are in that.
They're both encumbered by leases,
right?
Then.
Yeah, and those are different. I mean, they're different than museum leases. So, right. You know, the little cabins I've been talking about, they're 20-year leases that I have with the Forest Service, and I have some really severe restrictions on those. You know,
imagine.
So you know, every lease is kind of its own animal, and I just want to make sure we get that point across. And you know, those leases are for those who are really interested in public information. You can go down and request a copy of the lease at the clerk's office if you want to actually dig in and see what the lease restrictions are.
Okay. It was interesting what John said. Do you believe that you've changed since last year?
Do I think I've changed?
You were aligned with, I don't know if you could say aligned, but you were voting with one group, and this year you seem to be.
Fiscally, I'm still where I've always been, Carl. Fiscally, I haven't changed a bit fiscally. What I'm trying to find are solutions to problems and not just saying no all the time. That's our issues that we have down in Sacramento right now, is that all we ever say is no and that there aren't any solutions. Look at what's transpired here recently. We had SEIU Union decertify it. It's the city of Reading.
Two places.
Yeah. And I give all the credit, and I want to make sure all the credit goes out to those members of those employees that's the city of Reading.
Yeah, they've had enough, I think.
Yeah, them as well. And so, you know, you mentioned the deferred liabilities that are coming down the pipe. I'm fully cognizant of those, but those don't dominate the conversation every day at every meeting on every issue, on every item. I mean, I know that they're there, and plans need to be working, and you have to have a good, positive working relationship with all of our people down at the City of Reading to come to a solution, because the council isn't going to solve this problem by themselves. Citizens of Reading aren't going to solve it by themselves. It's going to take everybody working together on that, plus we're going to have some major changes at the state level, because
That's a good point. Okay, now. Hold that.
Okay.
Let's take a break and let's talk about the changes at the city level. Let's talk about the new REU building, the new police station, which is coming up also.
Right.
And here, you know, in your views on this.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, No games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the Fleet Service Department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. It is. I'm sorry. Mike Quinn just came by and said something that was so hilarious. I'm sitting here almost falling out of my chair. It's 8:45 in the morning on the 14th of January, 2014. You can first of all believe that because it's 56 degrees out there going up to 80.
Fun and 14.
Weather's always brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry and Leonard and Associates down at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry like you cannot believe. It is just absolutely outstanding. And guess what? Here comes Valentine's Day. Bracelets, necklaces, rings, loose diamonds, a straight conduit from Israel. So you're going to get nothing but the best prices there.
Wow.
No matter where you go to, Four Winds Jewelry is going to give you the best in prices. Their 20th anniversary, 20th year anniversary. And they have the only watch repairman in town. Even, no matter where you take your watch to get repaired, it's going to eventually end up there. So cut out the middleman. Head straight to Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. Rick Bassetti is,
yes,
Mayor Rick Bassetti is,
yes,
our
sir,
guest today, and we're talking about the sale of the land down there. And now
changing.
we talked about the covenants on it, and
right,
and how people, if they bought it, there'd be a lot of things restricting them.
Right.
But there's you say that, you know, that since last year, things have changed somewhat, that it's moving through, working with the staff, and there's going to be some changes.
Well,
or there has to be
has to be some changes, you know. We received considerable amount of concessions, you know, in the millions from our existing unions already. And I think the fact that when CalPERS finally has come out now and said, here's how much it's going to be, that number has to settle in, and people have to realize if we're going to have increases of, you know, $5 million, and we're already taking up the, I would say, close to the majority of our general fund with the benefits, not just PERS, but also with health care, you know. How do we manage it? Who gets to stay? Because if there isn't an increase in revenue, and an increase in revenue is development, and taxes, okay, then where's that money going to come from? Because we have to pay those. So there also has to be changes at the state level, in my opinion. And those changes would be in the formulas in which CalPERS is operating under. Now,
I think Brown's even talking about that last budget, isn't he?
Well,
he says something about the teacher's going to have to lean in here and all that.
Now that's STIRS. That's a different retirement, right? But you know, Chuck Reed, who's the mayor, he's the Democrat mayor of San Jose, has a ballot initiative that was just certified by the Attorney General's office to go ahead and start collecting signatures. And that will change the state constitution in regards to the pension formula. So you might want to do a little bit of research on that and have that as a topic.
Sure.
Because, I've already been in contact with Mayor Reed and told him that Reading would fully support any and all, you know, efforts needed to
help
get
this. Wouldn't most people do that? Wouldn't you think? Because we can't continue to do this.
But there are some places, you know, that are, that, unfortunately, when you start talking about the pensions and this sort of thing, people, it's going to be taking away. And people, nobody wants anything taken away from them. And it might, you know, I mean, that's the reality. But
those are people that are going to be hired after a certain date. I mean, you're not going to take things away from people that already have it, do you?
He's talking about in this ballot initiative, it would be making changes to existing.
Ooh.
How many hundreds of millions of dollars do you think would be thrown into this campaign?
Well, it would, because people that have, you know, I mean, it's like, I look at that kind of like taking the military and changing theirs.
No, I'm not talking about after already retired.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. It's the people who are in the system right
now. In the system. Okay. Now I can see that if it's up to a certain point, like say if you've got less than 10 years invested, then fine. Then you can do that.
The particulars are there. You might want to have Bad Bob jump on and do all the research for you on that initiative.
Get Charles to do that.
there you go.
Charles, look that one up.
Yeah. He'll do a good job.
Oh, he does. Charles does a great job on that.
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, those are all these things that are going to have to come into play, because it's the cities that are getting hurt the most. We're the ones that don't have, we can't go out and raise the money necessary to pay these right now. And so something has to give here. And for it to give, you got to have a good relationship, and you have to have a trusting relationship between, in this case, the council and the people that are working for the city. And I think that we're starting to get to that point. You know, it hasn't always been that way. And, you know, they have to know that we're all in the game together, and that if we don't find a solution, then either you got a couple options here. You know, the city stops doing business, which is unlikely here in the city of Redding. Our finances are good. Contrary to what a lot of people say, we've been balanced for probably the last 6 years. We have a little bit of a reserve, okay? But when somebody drops a $5 million bump on you, that's difficult.
Yeah, that's like anybody that has, you know, you're right on the edge there, you're paying your bills.
Right.
And then you get the big bill on you all of a sudden from, you know, kind of ex-douche machina.
There's a lot of scuffling that has to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be on everybody.
Okay. All right. Last break, but when we come back, one of the things you and I talked about was a number of things that are happening very positively with businesses here in town. I want people to hear about that in the growth of businesses, because I think Reading needs to do to grow, and we're perfectly positioned here, even though it's California, but there are certain things we have here that are beautiful that we should be able to use if Sacramento leaves us alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is Ted Lighting at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a five-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:54 in the morning. Tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinko will be with us, and we'll have a couple other groups of people coming on. But the sheriff will be talking about what's happening, hopefully, with the new jail and everything else that's happening. And I'll tell him that that the mayor's house was broken and there's two cabins, and he's quite upset. And
No.
Okay, I won't say that.
Wrong county.
Wrong county. Well, that's okay. They all talk. Let's finish up our last 5 minutes. Rick Bassetti's with us. Let's talk about the businesses that have come into town. Cause, you know, I come in and during the breaks, I launch into these great ideas,
right,
and about things to do, but, and what things haven't been done. And Rick has, you know, tell our listeners what's going on here.
You know, I spent 23 years in the technology world, and I always have believed that the Shasta County Reading would be an ideal technology center up here because of our natural resources and environment and from the point of attracting people in here. The way our world is now is Carl Bach can sit at home and work for XYZ Corporation anywhere and be just as productive if he was sitting in a cubicle, you know, 10 feet down from his.
Yeah, I can do nothing at home much easier than I can nothing in a cubicle.
So as an example here, yeah, you know, we had a company come in here about 8-9 years ago and started up in computing. Rick Sabraka started it up, and I believe they're now upwards of 90 people. And what they work globally. They get supplies and things from China, and they're manufacturing technology and computer equipment, and it's being sold nationally out of Reading here, okay, through their network of their sales and their distributors. A year ago, Frozen Gourmet offered up some office space that they had extra out on Airport Road to a company called Ascent. And they came in, and I think they started off with 4 or 5 people, and they grew up to 16 people. Outgrew the space that they had there.
What do they do?
They're software developers.
Okay.
Okay. 4 months ago, in my office at City Hall, I met with two gentlemen from France who also are software people, and they are going to be working with a technology company here in town. They put a person or two in there at Apex. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do the same model and try to grow their business here. And so I see us growing in those areas. I would rather have 100 companies with 10, 15 employees than one company with 600 employees. You know,
and because we're also looking for something that's got a lower impact on our infrastructure too. Yeah. You know, something a little bit, you know, greener as opposed to a manufacturer. And I understand that. Stillwater. Have we heard anything on Stillwater?
No.
Should I just buy more cattle put out there?
You know, I tell you what, we might even, I don't know. I mean, I won't be around when the solution comes up on this, but I mean, some of my ideas.
Have a bite?
You know.
A nibble?
There are people who are nibbling still, but mm-hmm. Here's the cold hard reality of California. Manufacturing in California, you have to jump through so many hoops. California has basically put in writing out to the world, we don't want manufacturing in California. If you want to manufacture something, go someplace else.
Yeah.
And that's just the way.
And we're
going to
charge you more for energy.
And
while
we're
going to
charge
it.
You for everything on it, you know. And they're going to beat you up on every environmental anything, you know. And so I maybe we split them back down into smaller pieces, and you start getting some technology type people in there and doing incubator centers and stuff like that.
I'm going to throw this out
because
I did already.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It was. Redding has as much sun as any place in the United States.
Right.
It's the same temperature as Palm Springs. Why aren't we looking at, you know, maybe retirement, you know, more of a retirement groups coming here?
I think that the people who make that industry go, the developers and the investors who provide specialized residential and park, they might need to be courted a little bit. Bring them in and say, here's what we have here. Would you be interested in doing this? You know, Del Webb was looking down there in Tehama. They need huge amounts of land to do large developments. But I don't know, quite honestly, it's a good point, Carl. I don't know if there are people who specialize in smaller developments.
Well, you know, maybe, I'm thinking. Maybe
like 40, 50 homes at a time or condominiums or.
Yeah, and you can have things that because it's a low impact and it's high service, and then they spend money because they come with money.
Right.
You know, it's that kind of thing. Well, I just think that that's something that needs to be looked at.
And maybe it could be a combination of those and the technology that's coming in here too, because technology is here. It's going to be going. And
we have people, you know what? Absolutely. They're starting, coding schools going here in town, which automatically you get a job right after that and you can do it from right here.
Exactly.
That needs to be expanded.
And those types of jobs are not your $8 an hour, $10 an hour jobs. When people get those jobs, and that's revenue that is coming into Redding and Shasta County as a whole.
Well, okay. You know what, Rick? We're running out of time here. But it won't be the only time. I'm going to try and get all the city council on, of course.
Sure.
And as we go along, of course, as we're getting ready to, I mean, big election this year. We've got a bunch of people running. Should be interesting.
You know, and
you're going to be out of it.
And I'm glad I have no part of that right now. You know, I'm going to spend the next 5-7 years of my life, Carl. We're going to be building up the South City Park and Tiger Field and just having fun. I'm going to provide fun for people in Redding.
Well, you know what? We want to be part of that.
Yeah, I know. You've been a great partner already.
Well, I tell you what, it's, we had a great time, and we appreciate the Colt 45s, and we want this to grow to be an integral part again of our community because it's just something else that draws people here.
And it's fun.
And you know what? Where else can you get a hot dog and a drink for, what, $3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sit down and watch a game.
I
had a single mom tell me she came and spent $14 and entertained her kid, and it was just the best time that they've had in a long time.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's a, may not have been the best, season, but who cares? You have a great time.
That's what it's all about.
Next year will be better though.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. People need to go to the website and look at the kids we got coming, Carl. Well, I
won't. Okay, hey, you know what? Tomorrow, again, Sheriff Tom Basinko is coming in talking about that. Thanks again, Rick, for coming here and joining us. Remember, my friends, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which side are you on? I won't back
down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Another school shooting, this time inside a middle school in Roswell, New Mexico. Police say a suspect is in custody. Barrendo Middle School remains under lockdown. A local hospital says it treated two youngsters for injuries and parents being told to pick up their kids from a nearby shopping mall. The 71-year-old retired Tampa police officer charged in the fatal shooting of a man in a Florida movie theater allegedly told police that he feared he was going to be attacked. Curtis Reeves is charged with second-degree murder. Acquaintance Joanne Spence tells WFTS-TV that she is shocked.
You just never know what's going to happen anymore. The world's getting more and more evil.
Police say before shooting 43-year-old Chad Olson, Reeves demanded that he quit texting in the theater. Time to change the subject. At least that's what New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is hoping to do today when he delivers his...